This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. We'll learn the 4th to 6th Mishnayos, 7th chapter of Mishnah Gittin. So, 4th Mishnah talks about, continues the case that we had from yesterday, and that is a person says, here's your get from today if I die. Right, so, at the moment, the person's alive, the get is not in force, so you're still married. But it could be that retroactively, the guy will die and the get's going to become valid from that moment. So from the time the get is given with that stipulation until he dies or doesn't, but until that point, what's the woman's status in that interim period? So the Mishnah says as follows. Lo tisyached imo, ela bifnei edim. All right, they should not have yichud. Yichud is seclusion. All right, they can only be secluded if they're together. Then I guess it's not conclusion with the witnesses, right? But unless there are witnesses there, and they don't have to be, formal Jewish witnesses. Afilo eved, even a servant or a shivcha, a servant, a man or a woman. The only person who can't serve as kind of the yichud buster in that case is her servant, because the Mishnah assumes that she has such, here it says familiarity, but libo gaspa, she kind of, you're so haughty when you're in charge of your servant, I guess you don't mind having relations in front of them or when they're next door or whatnot. All right, but the concern is that you're going to get together with your husband and have relations for the purposes of Kiddushin, you'll need another get. That would be a problem. And therefore, once he gives the get, from now, if I die, you cannot be alone because there might, you might lead to a relationship. If you want to be together, you have to have somebody there with you to prevent you from having that physical relationship. Okay, the Mishnah now asks, Mahi ba'osan hayamim? What is she considered in those days? And there is a question, we just answered that question. So it could be that we're actually referring to the same case, where the husband says, you are divorced from this day if I die. And then the Mishnah reads as follows, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ke'eshes Yisachol Devareha. Rabbi Yehuda says, as opposed to the first opinion in the Mishnah, she is a full married woman for everything. Right? Truma, relations, whatever. She's full married. And really the guy meant, that the get should be kick in from the moment before he dies, not from today. And Rabbi Yossi, Omer Migureshes, Veinu Migureshes. Rabbi Yossi says she's divorced, she's not divorced. We're not sure because we're not sure what's going to happen. Okay, so that's one way to read it. The other way to read it is that we're talking about a totally different case where the husband says, this divorce should kick in the last moment I am alive. And then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have the same, again, that argument of she's fully married until that point, or she isn't, she's not, in that case. But if that is if that's the interpretation, then everyone would agree that when he says from today and after I die, right, that she cannot be alone because that would be an issue. Mishnah Hey. Right, can you attach a stipulation, a condition to the divorce? So the answer seems to be yes. Right? Right, here's your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Right, today we kind of revile from that. We're not in favor of such conditions because we see them through the lens of, get withholding. Maybe that was true back in the day. Who knows? But in this particular case, the Mishnah says, "Harejim migureshes v'titain." If that's the condition and you accept it, then you take the get, but you got to pay the 200 zuz. Al minat shetitnili mikan ve'ad shloshim yom. Right? If the condition is, here's your get on the condition, you give me 200 zuz, you have 30 days to pay it. Im nasna lo betel shloshim yom migureshes. If she gave it to him within the 30 days, she's divorced. And if not, she's not divorced. Right? Again, very simple. You have the stipulation, you keep it, you divorce. You don't, you don't. Amar of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, Maisa Bitsaidan. Right? There was a story happened in this place called Tsaidan. Ve'echad she'amar le'ishto. Person says to his wife, Hareze gitech, amena she'titni li itz delisi. Right? Here's your get, right? Your divorce on the condition that you give me that coat, right? It was the fur coat. He wanted the fur coat. And then, ve'avda itz deliso. And then the fur coat got lost. Now you have a problem. How do you fulfill the condition? So the Amru Chachamim in that case said, Titen lo es dameha. Just give him the money, the monetary equivalent of the coat. It doesn't have to be that coat per se. Right? So there's a certain leniency to ensure that the woman receives her get. Mishnah Vav. Hareiz, another type of condition. Hareiz egitech amanah shetisham shi es abba. Right, this is your get on the condition that you wait on my father, take care of my father. On the condition that you feed my child. Right, breastfeed the child. So the Mishnah asks, Kama hi me nikaso? Now this question is not how long does she have to do it for, but what is the general period of nursing in which she has to fulfill that condition? Right, she only has to do it once. He did not specify. The second case, we'll see, specifies the amount of time. Here he says, on the condition that you do X. Once you do X, you do one thing for the father. Breastfeed the child once, you fulfill the condition. The question the Mishnah is asking is, in what time period? How long do you have to fulfill the condition? So the Mishnah says, Shtei Shanim, 2 years. Okay, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shmanasar Chodesh. Rabbi Huda says, 18 months. Right, how long do you generally nurse a child for? Is it 18 months, 2 years? Those are the two opinions in the Mishnah. So as long as you fulfill the condition once in that time period, you're good to go. The get is valid. Meis haben o shemeis ha'av. Right? Now what happens if, God forbid, the son dies or the father dies and you didn't get the opportunity to fulfill the condition. So hareze get, the get is still valid. Right? The husband never meant, right? It was just if they were alive, this was a service that they should have, but never to be ma'akev, never to, withhold the get should something happen and it become impossible, i.e., either one of them died. Hareze gitech amanashe tishamshi es abba shtei shanim. Right? This is the different case. This is your get on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years, right? 2 years of service. Amanasha tenikias benish te shamas, on the condition that you, right, breastfeed my son, 2 years. Now, that's a specific time period. So, meis haben, osha meis haav, if God forbid the son dies or the father dies, osha amar haav I efshi shetisham sheni. Or the father says, I don't want any part of you. I don't want you to do this. Shelo behakpada, eino get. Right, as long as he's just not interested but not angry at her, he just doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be served. It's not his thing. It's not his cup of tea. But he likes her. It's fine. As long as it's not in anger, eino get. Right, it is not a get. She had a specific condition to fulfill, and she didn't fulfill it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, Kaze get. Shimon Gamliel says, no, this is a get. Klal Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's a general rule formulated by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kol akava she'ena hemena, hareze get. Any impediment to fulfilling the condition that is not because of her, right, not her choice, and then it's a good get. She would have done it. And if she would have done it, the get is good. Right, the father refused, the father died, the son, whatever. Not her fault. Right, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel for the very simple reason that, right, once the condition is specific, the condition really has to be fulfilled. That idea really runs through so much of all of our halacha, and it would appear that certainly halacha lemaisa, practically, that's what we would decide in this case as well. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.